I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While the recent separatism vote in Ukraine passed, George Device of the Christian Reform World Mission, in partnership with Russian ministries in Ukraine, says the referendum was tainted. No IDs were required, there were no voter rolls, and one reporter from the West was even allowed to vote. What does this mean for ministry?
People were allowed to vote pretty much anywhere. They didn't have to show ID. They didn't have voter rolls paired names with. People could vote for their neighbors, and they even allowed a reporter from the other side of the country to vote in the referendum.
Next, you can help the families of the 300 girls kidnapped in Nigeria by Boko Haram, thanks to Open Doors USA. How? By going to the opendoorsusa.org website, you can send notes of encouragement to the families of the girls. Then Open Doors partners will deliver them. This is just one way for you to reach out to persecuted Christians in Nigeria. Pray the girls will be rescued and the terrorists will come to Christ. Share this story on Facebook and Twitter at missionnetworknews.org. And Asian Access is expanding their vision for leadership training. A2's David Kim explains.
There is a movement toward integrating faith and work in a real conscious way.
Which means Asian Access will help Christian business leaders answer the question of relevance. They've been testing the waters, and the time is right.
We hope to launch a pilot program spring of 2015. With two cities in mind. One will be Seoul, and the other will be Hong Kong.
Pray about the challenges ahead. See for yourself what's going on at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. May is National Foster Care Month. Join Buckner International's 30 Days of Prayer for Foster Care. Sign up to receive daily e-prayer points at missionnetworknews.org to help you pray for foster families and children in need. Just look for the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.